I love me for my grilling. That's music to my ears. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're talking about snack sides and hors d'oeuvres. And we've been through some veggies and a little bit of shrimp scallops and maybe some protein now on the grill is where we're headed. Barbecue Bob, I was the one that threw out the scallops. You want me to run with that, or you want to go with it?
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It is vegetable day, really, on the show. We've done vegetables galore. So I think scallops and shrimp and a little jerk might be a good way to go. What do you think? You got about as much affinity for scallops as I do, but
not my favorite.
Oh no! Oh, but, I thought they were. Well, let me enjoy them. Let me do them then, because I'm heading out to Boston tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And no, let me ask you a question.
The reason that they're not my favorite is that they're gritty more times than not.
Shish.
So there's something about cleaning them that I don't know.
Oh my!
What
gosh.
Should I know?
You must have had a privileged childhood.
Yeah,
never had sand in your food.
Yeah, I do, but I don't particularly care for it. That's why I don't like scallops.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. You might be thinking of oysters.
Nope, I'm thinking of those little rubbery scallops.
Oh, you're dissing the best food in the world. Okay, no, I love scallops. I don't care if they're bay scallops, sea scallops, whichever. I've met very few I didn't like. And yeah, once in a while I get a little bit of grit, but not I don't know. I don't really run into that
it's
often.
It's just how they're cleaned, I'm assuming.
Must be.
Or lack of, right.
Yeah. So, and the easy way to do a scallop is twin skewers wrapped in bacon. And again, we're back to EVO. Old World Olive Press should pay us royalties on top of this, but you got to put some EVO on them. And I'm not going to cook the bacon before I put it on the scallop. Sometimes okay. I'll pre-cook it if it's on the side of something. But with a scallop, it's going to be on long enough that that bacon's probably going to cook fine. I've done it both ways. It depends on how much fat from the bacon you want to go into the scallop. But if you want to slightly pre-fry it just a little bit so that you can reduce some of the fat off of it, it might make your grilling a little better. Because otherwise, if you have like a grill that's really got some exposed areas, you're going to get a big flare-up from the bacon.
Right.
So that's the only reason you might want to pre-cook your bacon partially.
Now, thin cut, I'm assuming? Thin cut bacon? Because the thick cut's going to take a while to cook is my thought.
Yeah.
And especially if you're not going to pre-cook it before you put it on there.
You know, as long as it's not so thin it's like paper. Some of these bacon, I mean, bacon's a commodity, right? And they're all getting bought up by guess who? The big bad meat company, Tyson, owns almost like every bacon supplier in the country. So I'm not a Tyson fan. But
go to your local butcher. A lot of them bring in the hog bellies and smoke it themselves and
yeah.
do it right there in the shop.
But then again, you're going to have a thick slice generally.
Yep.
So it might be a little tough to control. Might be tough to contort to that circle. But, you know, you can find like I like the Hormel Black Label bacon because they've cut a lot of the fat off it. It tends to grill a little bit better. You're going to pay a buck more a package for it, but you're buying scallops.
Right.
You know? And then the thing is you're going to want to put them on twin skewers, and you can do like two giant sea scallops or a bunch of bay scallops, whichever you're going to do, but two big scallops, oil them up, throw them on the grill. Oh, my gosh.
How do you know when they're done?
I don't know. You just know. They turn color, you know. They
get a little opaque, don't they? A little white and opaque a little bit, and then you can tell that they're – and there's a texture
They look kind of gelatin-like, and then there's like a solid color when they're done.
Right, right. Exactly. That's where I was going with that. And they're you know what? They are tasty. They got a nice, delicate flavor. And if you put the bacon around them, I don't even think they need a lot of seasoning. But I want to touch on – you said the double skewer – really important when you're doing any seafood. Skewers are cool because you can pick them up and people can eat them off the stick, but it spins. Your piece of seafood
right.
will spin skewer.
And better yet, I don't know if I'd even skewer them. If you just put a toothpick through them and you put them on a basket that's a two-sided grilling basket, now you're
too.
Not going to have any trouble. Because the problem with scallops is they do, depending on your grill surface, they do tend to want to stick. Any open-faced protein like that, tends to want to cauterize, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And with a, like a the right piece of meat, it'll cauterize to the perfect point to where it'll release.
Right.
But with seafood like that, you don't want it on until it releases. You're going to have overcooked it. Then you will have that puck.
Right, and they're not tasty. No. So everybody loves shrimp, right?
Shrimp. I know you do.
Shrimp on the Barbie is one of those things that if you've not tried it, you're really not grilling because it's so easy to do, but there's so many different flavor profiles that you can use. I'm back to the double skewer again. That was my segue. I'm
a radio pro, right? One thing Jop has a go-to, it's shrimp.
Right.
Shrimp is his go-to. You've grilled more shrimp than anybody I've ever met, and I always like it.
That's where I was going to go, is that generally, unless you really overcook it, generally when you take shrimp off the grill, you want to talk about the seagulls flocking, that's when it happens. And we go do those tailgates in the fall over there. We're bringing prime rib. We're bringing tenderloin off the grill. But as soon as those shrimp come off the grill, it's like people are flocking to get those
and
little
I think
skewers.
We need to come up with some new seasoning methods for those shrimp because there's got to be just a million profiles we're not doing. We usually do teriyaki, peanut, or like a Cajun.
Right.
We need to really get the shrimp lap going.
Well, you can get a lot of barbecue sauces in all kinds of different profiles, but I like to put them on at the end
right.
to just get a glaze rather than cooking raw shrimp with a sauce on
it. You can't.
It's not going to work for you.
No, you're going to blacken it up.
Yep. So I think that any flavor profile that you like is once you get the shrimp almost done, you're glazing with it, and you're just bringing little itty-bitty treats. That's the cool part is it's a bite. You know, you've taken the tail off. You've taken, obviously, the shuck off. And
ooh, it's that just, was close.
Yes, exactly.
What'd you tell me to do?
But, hey. But anyway, we'll you stop know, there.
Yeah. If I was a real man, I'd have gotten to my jerk steak strips, but...
We'll get there. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Is it acceptable for a wife or girlfriend to store items other than beer in the garage fridge?
No.
The line is the line. It's the only sovereign territory left.
You know what?
Fact.
I've got a girlfriend right now, right?
That's
and
what I heard.
She went to the store. And bless her heart, she went to the store and came home with, hey.
All her furniture.
No, Tropicana Tropicana lemonade and limeade. And I was on 8 bottles of the stuff. And it's like, where are you going to put all this? Well, it's got to stay cold because it's fresh. It's not pasteurized. So my beer fridge gets overtaken with 8 half-gallon bottles of limeade and lemonade and raspberryade. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, it was such a deal. And I'm like,
Could be an omen, Jop.
Yeah, right. That's your deal. That's not my deal. You take that to your shop or something.
You need counseling, okay?
Right, yeah.
Take it up off air.
But, you know, her clients at the massage business that she has, they really like that stuff. So I'm supporting the cause.
Oh, right? That's for work.
Right.
Lemonade massages.
Yeah, right.
This is going deep.
Hey, man. Get it while the getting's good.
So jerk steak strips is the last little thing. If you go on the Grilling Guys website, you'll see a recipe. And one of my proudest moments was coming up with my very own jerk recipe because I had never even really paid attention to jerk seasoning. So I did a ton of research, and I just played, got the lab out, you know, in the kitchen. And came up with it. It's on the Grilling Guys website. You'll see a picture of Shaggy, not the cartoon, but the artist.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it's some jerk I made for Shaggy. So check out that recipe, and we got to take a break.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Got a little bonus segment coming up. You might want to stuff your fig. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Some kind of wonderful. Yes, she is. She's a She's some kind of wonderful.